Kaminim speaking, Musqueam people. Welcome to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. Set to adjust my headphones. And the NCRA Radio Networks on CITR 101.9 FM, our show. Kelly Rayburn here, along with Michael Rubin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well.
Okay, sorry, I've just had to adjust your... How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
Hey, you can actually hear me now.
Yes, that's good. So, we're just going to have a quiet Christmas special and probably put up some stuff that we would want to hear, right?
Yeah. I know in the years past we managed to wrangle some musicians in, but everybody's off doing gigs, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. we offered them lots of support and everything.
Yeah.
Especially our friends Lance King and Karina Keeley. Mm-hmm. And if you're on Facebook, look for Angie Faith. She's actually doing something on Boxing Day. She's having a Christmas recovery show.
Christmas recovery show.
Yeah, that sounds like interesting. I'll try to put the details up on our Facebook page for her.
All right. Yeah. Also, if I ever try and get it here, I was doing my debut album. Well, not album. I'm not doing a music album.
You did a really good music album if you put your mind to it.
Oh yeah, I would. But this, I did my debut on Access TV in December. It's already uploaded. If you get a chance to have a look at it, it is on YouTube, but it's also on the full Access Television website. Go to accesstelevision.ca, all in one word, accesstelevision.ca. But here's a little short clip of what I did with the Canucks Autism Network. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. And yeah, so that was my first interview with Lindsay Petrie. So here we go.
Did you know a bit of gossip I just heard in the green room? 1 in 68 people fit into the Asperger's autism spectrum. Interesting how much has changed in two generations. Here's Kelly with a new segment on Access Television.
Hello, my name's Kelly Rayburn for Access Television. This is my debut on Access Television. I do the host for the Community Living Show that is on the two NCRA radio networks. What is autism? Autism is short for Autism Spectrum Disorder, or known as ASD. And autism are both general terms for a group of complex disorders for brain development. These disorders are characterized in varying degrees in difficulties in social interaction, verbal and nonverbal communication, and respective behaviors. With the May of 2013, the publication of ADSM-5, or Diagnosis Manner, all autism disorders are merged with one umbrella diagnosis of ASD. Previously, they were recognized in distinct subtypes, including autism disorder, childhood disintegrative disorder, persuasive developmental disorder, not otherwise specified by the PDD-NOS and Asperger syndrome. ADS can be associated with internal disability difficulties with motor coordination and attention physical health issues such as sleep and some disturbances. Some persons with ASD excel with in virtual skills in math, music, and art. I can go on through the ASD, but I'd rather talk about issues of autism and sports. Since 2008, the Canucks Autism Network, or known as CAN for short, has been providing high variety of active sports, recreational, social, and arts programs for children, teens, and young adults, with autism spreading awareness and providing training in communities across British Columbia. The programs and activities are created in unique abilities of the participants and are provided for a safe and supportive environment. In addition, CAN provides participants one-on-one support in all of their sports programs. The Canucks Autism Network is able to do most of their programs for only $25 per individual with autism per year, thanks for the generously donors and sponsorships, including the Canucks Care for Kids Fund, the West Coast Fishing Club for Kids Tournament, and the McGuire Foundation. My guest today is Lindsay Petrie. She's the Marketing Communications Officer for CAN, and I welcome her to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. So how many people run the organization?
Well, the organization was actually founded back in 2008, and at that point in time, we only had a few employees. Now we have over 21 internal office staff, three of which are actually on the autism spectrum, about 300 volunteers who help us administer our programs, and over 250 trained program staff.
It's interesting to note that the Canucks Autism started in 2008, but during that time when I was around my younger years, during 1987, around that time, there were no such thing as Canucks Autism or any other programs for that matter. Now we have a program that is specifically for people that wanting to either make friends, have a good time, and those kind of stuff. I really appreciate those kind of things that is happening with the Canucks Autism.
Yeah, it's really great. I feel that we're truly filling a void in the community.
So how does sports affect with the autistic children and adults in what way in that kind of sport? What kind of things?
Well, generally participation in community recreation and levels of physical activity are consistently lower among individuals with autism. We find parents will come to us and they'll be reluctant to sign their child up for a program in the community because they're fearful that their child won't be successful. Now, our programs are designed to ensure that the kids are successful through one-to-one support of our support staff. We also encourage parent collaboration, and we use a lot of support strategies like visual schedules, first-then boards, and social stories.
Do most of the Canuck players participate in this organization?
Well, we're very fortunate to have the support of the Canucks organization and the Canucks for Kids Fund. Our spokesperson is actually the Vancouver Canucks defenseman, Dan Hamhuis, and he is a huge supporter of our organization. He comes out to our programs whenever he can, and he, you know, hangs out with the kids and gives them high fives and shows them a good time.
That sounds great. Are there any other programs besides the hockey organization? Are there any other sports that they do on currently on Canucks Autism?
Yeah, well, actually, we provide a variety of sports programs from paddling, soccer, swimming, skating, hockey, yoga. The list goes on, and most of our programs are for kids ages 4 to 30, but some go a little bit higher as well.
So the event that you do on April, it's an event called the Canucks Autism Family Festival that happens every April. Can you explain some of the events that are happening on that day?
Yeah, absolutely. So on Sunday, April 24th, it's actually our fifth annual CAN Family Festival, and it will be held at Jackpool Plaza, which is just outside of the Vancouver Convention Center.
Right across the street from
there. There you go, exactly.
Nice.
And the event is free and open to the public.
Oh, nice.
So we're hoping to get a lot of people out. There'll be live entertainment, food, lots of family-friendly activities. We're also going to light the cauldron in celebration of Autism Awareness Month, and we're going to do a big fundraising walk to basically raise money so that we can provide even more high-quality adaptive programs. Mm.
And, of course, your website again is...
www.connectsautism.ca.
There you have it. Thank you very much for talking to us on Access Television.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Sounds great.
I've been speaking with Lindsay Petrie, the Communications and Marketing Officer for Canucks Autism Network. Thank you for watching Access Television. Oh, geez. I thought they might continue on to the clip, but yeah, so there you go. That's my first debut on Access Television. I'm hoping to do what we did. You've heard of Marie Kearns, right?
Yeah.
So we're hoping to have her on the next episode of Access Television. And what we do on the radio, but you don't see the
you can't see the animation. We talk about how great it is, but you can't
exactly
see the,
but you can't see TV. It on yeah you can't TV, see it on the radio. Yeah. So Hopefully we'll have the displayed characters of who this person is and that kind of thing. So, Murray, if you're listening to us right now on the show, so we're hoping to have, hopefully get in contact with you after the Christmas holidays and hopefully actually do the show on at the end of January. So yeah. Stay tuned for that.
I'm sure she's excited to get it done.
Yeah, that'd be great because it'd be nice to see all the viewers, what the characters are like and what the inspiration of Tales of Mirthwall is all about.
Yeah.
That's my take. So what have you been doing, Michael, in the past?
Oh, let's see. We had the last Friday we had Nathan Segal on talking about how to manifest things into your life.
Yes,
that was a really cool show. Cool. And it was really quite an impromptu show. It was Nathan and I do some other work together, and he's a copywriter and he helps some of my business clients with their copywriting. I refer them to him. I build other things for their marketing materials, but Nathan does a lot of the writing for me. So we were talking about we both said, well, we're really good at manifesting like people to help me get things done, and we both came to the conclusion that after we went through lists like software, cameras, all kinds of other stuff to help us get jobs done, that we weren't really great at manifesting money.
Right.
And then it hit us. Well, wait a second. We manifest all the tools to help us make money to get the job done, and we always have food on our plates. We always have a place to stay. Gas in the car, all that sort of stuff. It's right. Like, well, maybe we are really good at manifesting money is what the conclusion was. And then we decided that maybe we should talk about how we actually manifest things into our lives on the show. Because we were talking Friday, it's like we were just kind of BSing around, and then it turned into a show.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
But, of course, speaking of Friday, we're not going to be on the show tomorrow.
No, we aren't. Friend of ours is going to be he asked for permission to do his do a Christmas special.
Yeah, so it's a Christmas Day special. So we've got the day off tomorrow.
But tune into his Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Please do.
Please do. Please support Steve Bull and his show. He does his show, what is it, Ragbag, on Sunday nights from 10 till 11. So that's on Co-op Radio's facility. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, his show. So.
It is.
Yeah. So tune in anyway. By all means, tune in. Give them a listen to.
Yeah, and help support Co-op Radio for that.
Yeah. Some of the other things that because I helped Marie with, you know, doing some fundraising and stuff like that to, mm-hmm. to help Tales of Mithril actually get out, mm-hmm. trying to find her things like investors and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working on teasers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually going to see if I could. I might be able to post later on. I can't post it right away. Mm. She might have a teaser ready.
Yeah, it'd be, hopefully it'll be a minute. We're hoping to try and do a minute clip of the teaser yeah. thing on Access Television if they get a chance to do that.
Yeah. So that would be pretty cool because I know she's been have something.
Okay.
I'm going to just post this right to our Community Living page.
Nice. And, of course, our Community Living show is also on Facebook if you get a chance to check out Facebook. It's Community Living Radio. I'm hoping I got that right.
Hmm? Yeah, and it's Community Living Radio on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on Twitter, it's @CLivingRadio.
Yes.
Email address, communityLivingRadio@gmail.com. Anything that can help us deal with people with special needs and people with disabilities or any other variety of general. It could be not just disabilities. It could be people with the blind, people with deaf, people with spinal cord injuries is another one.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, you know.
Mental illness is another one.
Yes.
Like I said, the list goes on.
Yeah. You know, well,
any type of injury for that matter.
Yeah, and of course we have our other friends that will be doing just one more step in May, the Walk to Banff,
mm-hmm.
Our fibromyalgia friends.
That was our debut show here.
Yes.
On our show.
Yeah.
CITR, the hour show. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. If you get a chance to listen to our debut show, you can check out CITR's website, CITR.ca, or on our, well, we do have a Dropbox, Community Living Radio Dropbox. This is maybe a possibility. I don't know if we'll have it on our New Year's resolutions. I know people, not all people make New Year's resolutions because they do tend to forget, but we're hoping maybe a possibility of a New Year's resolution between maybe both of us, maybe put our heads together and maybe actually do a website.
Yeah.
Thing.
May actually get an actual website going.
Then. Just like they've done with Access Television. Of course, you can check under all of the information on Access Television, all in one word, accesstelevision.ca is the website to check on. Not just for my clips, but you can also see Gennarji's clips on First Nations rights.
Mm-hmm.
And the lots of stories about the people with I was going to say something, the Highway of Tears, the
yes.
story about from Highway 16 where a lot of Aboriginal women were disappeared or were yeah. missing at that time.
It's still an ongoing thing trying to
it is with still it, ongoing.
With the rights, yes.
Yeah. So thanks to Gennarji O'Sullivan, she's done a tremendous job on doing Aboriginal issues and First Nation issues on people and missing women and explaining all the, yeah. the stuff that is on there. Well, so it's
I do know that they recently, this was in the Globe and Mail, mm-hmm. They had some sort of a convention or a gathering or something like that for awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it actually got print in the Globe and Mail, and it was, I think it was either on the first or the second page of the Globe and Mail.
Yes.
And saying that women like Gennarji were trying to get the awareness going. They're doing a tremendous job.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We're going to take a break in a moment right now. So we'll talk some more stuff on it. And of course, looking ahead to what's on 2016 and what we've commended on our this year's show. So stick around. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Community Living Show.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh. Isn't there anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture.
Welcome back to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. This is the only week show that we're going to be doing this. Tomorrow's show, Friday's show, the half-hour show is no longer going to be on for the holidays. We will be, and of course, we will be back on
January 1st.
January 1st.
Yes.
On co-op.
On co-op.
And do we have a New Year's Eve one? Do you still want to do a New Year's Eve here at, I'm hoping that we do, right?
Yeah. I didn't know what the station itself was doing, because sometimes they have a special.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm actually doing double next week. So from 9 to 10, it's our show. And then, of course, after 8 o'clock on that same night, it's the New Year's Eve special countdown where we just pick out the 100 top 100 songs of 2015 for the
this
old.
This is on your late night show?
No, this is not my late night show. This is not part of my show that I do for drum and bass, but this is the 100th anniversary, well, and I wouldn't say anniversary, top 100 songs of 2015. So I'm there for 8 o'clock until 11.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just probably going to have a good time, do the countdown clock for across the country. I know some of the areas like Atlantic provinces will reach midnight, and then we travel across the country to Toronto when they have their midnight, Manitoba when they have their midnight. So we're kind of like celebrating across Canada portion of the show. So,
yeah, awesome.
So you don't want to miss that, because it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're just going to play you some top 100 songs of what was played on CITR and those kind of stuff.
Cool.
So that's pretty much it. And of course, we do play the top major songs here on a Community Living Show, because we do need the support of local bands and people that do run the show.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
it's always good to bring people down, awareness to what's going on in the community all around. So
I was also a judge of Sin Shindig. it was last Thursday? No, Wednesday or Thursday, when they had one of those shindigs specials. And CITR does a lot of good support local bands. And I was happy to be judged for one of the support bands. And very interesting. They got three bands. The third one was really good. All three of those bands when I was visiting there was really good. So, and they had tickets where you can get free beer. So, I'm not a beer drinker myself, but
as a rule of thumb, I don't drink a lot of beer myself.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'm not a major. I mean, I do drink alcohol, but I mean, it's not. It's not the beer type or the wine type. I mean, wine. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a major wine taster. I don't know if you are a wine taster.
It depends on the holiday, and it's one of those things that that I don't partake in alcohol outside of my home.
Mm.
If I'm home, it's like, yeah, you know, like, I'm sure after about 6 o'clock tonight that when I'm like done everything for the day and everything, I will find myself a big mug of eggnog.
Okay.
You know, it'll probably be about half eggnog, half rum. But you know,
well, that's the good thing of it.
So, yeah, exactly, right. But I'm gonna be home. I'm gonna be like,
exactly.
I'm gonna be wrapped up in my TARDIS blanket. Yeah. Yes, I did say TARDIS, guys. And my Doctor Who jammies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, waiting for Santa to come visit, right?
While you're watching The Grinch Stole Christmas.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
But, you know, you're safe, you're at home. It's like, exactly. And I advise that for everybody, you know, on a serious note, please do not drink and drive.
No, yeah.
Please.
I mean, it's...
If you're going to be outside of your house,
you need to be completely sober.
Yeah.
Just completely sober. Just concentrate on the road. Just don't think about others. Leave the phone alone. Don't text and drive. You know,
all those sort of things. You know, be safe. Mm-hmm. Really be safe. You know, we want you to come back and listen to us again in the new year.
If you're actually going to party hard, just leave your car there, and whatever you do, try and take the bus, take the cab, invite somebody friends over.
Is transit offering extra?
Well, I heard TransLink's doing their usual 5 p.m. on New Year's Eve free service until the end of their runs. But that's pretty much it.
And I know the taxis were trying to get like an extra 50 or so taxis out on the road. you know, hey, 50 people, they won't be drinking and driving, right?
Yeah, but
so
what I've heard from the taxi drivers, and maybe it's from the civic government, it's a battle between both the local governments, the city of Vancouver, and the taxi departments right now. It's just really awful to describe it to you on the radio right now.
Yeah.
But it's. I mean, the city of Vancouver is saying one thing. The taxi drivers are saying we need more drivers, more cabs, and obviously, part of the city of Vancouver is not really listening to what the drivers are doing, wanting to have, and their perspective. So it's a clash battle.
Yeah. There's always a clash somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
And of course, I don't know, on your phone, maybe it's on your apps and stuff, There's a app called Uber.
Yes.
U-B-E-R, Uber. They want to try and get other drivers, not just taxi drivers, but privatized drivers too.
Yeah, it's a share ride service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe you explain it a little bit more on it.
Well, what it is, you have drivers on the app and you have people that actually need a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both using the same exact app.
Yes.
And it you can geolocate if you need a ride. You can geolocate where a driver is.
Right.
Message them
mm-hmm.
to see if they're available to come pick you up.
Yeah.
And what I like about Uber is, and a lot of share ride services, is it's an easy way to find a designated driver too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, maybe Operation Red Nose can be involved in that as well. I don't know if
there are other designated driver services out mm-hmm. there.
They are.
Yeah.
Obviously, the city of Vancouver or the province of British Columbia said, no, we don't want those kind of things.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't. I know somebody was trying to set up a share ride service
mm-hmm.
For people with mental disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ministry of Transportation made it extremely difficult for her she backburned the whole project. She said the fees and everything were just way too much for
mm-hmm.
for what it is that she was going to be able to provide service for people. It just became too costly. And that's a shame.
Well, it's a shame too, because I'm going to have to looking back on what I saw on the TransLink public meeting the other day and talking about people with disabilities and, of course, dealing with the handy dart service. And most of the handy dart services, what I've heard from the customers, are saying they're not getting the 100% services throughout Vancouver, and the taxi savers aren't doing providing the best job they've got. So TransLink is listening to it, but are they fully responsible to complete their customers listening to it?
I know they're also TransLink is trying to appeal to get more federal dollars to help provide more service also. But I don't know.
Depends on Trudeau.
Depends on Trudeau, yeah.
See what he does.
I've been sitting here trying to find this clip of, let me see, try a different way. Justin Trudeau had made a statement about some of the real victims in the war on terror and things like that.
Right.
And he said that in a lot of respects that, and I'm not exactly quoting this accurately, that in a lot of respects that the Islam people are very much so victims.
Okay. I was just wondering if it's not perspective. Do you know if it's from a newspaper you read or something?
It was it was on the province.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually in the Vancouver province. So.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So, maybe people can look it up that way. You know.
Yeah.
But right now I'm having trouble finding it because he got a really good. From what I understand, I didn't actually get to see the clip.
No.
But I heard he got a really good bash in at Donald Trump.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The whole Donald Trump hickly pickly stuff.
Yeah. You know, it'd be good when that actually dies out again.
So. I mean, some celebrities are speaking out against Donald Trump. I know Roger Moore, who did Bowling for Columbine, and he's saying, you know, and then of course he went over to New York in front of the Trump Tower, saying about Muslims and stuff, about the rights of the Muslims and stuff. And it was
but
very interesting.
You know,
but it's sad to see what Donald Trump had to say about it.
Yeah, when you consider that, I don't even think it's a whole percentage of people who practice practicing Muslims or actually have any reason to participate in any type of terrorism.
No.
You know, and there are also and the bulk of the people who practice practicing Muslims are also being attacked for not following the faith of the extremists. So, you know, and then they get then of course they get slammed by other countries like Donald Trump slamming them because it's like they're practicing Muslims. It's like,
and on top of that, the Canadian government's bringing in more refugees from Syria.
Yes.
And
which is another Muslim country.
Exactly.
You know.
So it's very disappointing times of what's coming up ahead between now and 2016. So
yeah, you know, they imagine having just imagine having your home ripped apart just because you don't subscribe to
the
government's teachings. It's like, you know, and that's why Justin Trudeau is moving so many Syrians here.
Makes it more thumbs up, big thumbs up for the tourism industry. Anyways, we're going to come right back and talk some more, end the show with some future stuff that we might want to try and get. And so stick around. We'll be back in a moment. This is Community Living.
Vancouver-based soul and garage group The Ballantines just released their debut album, Dark Drives Life Signs, on La-Di-Da Records. This album has influences of soul and classic R&B and features a range of songs from storming dance numbers to moody ballads. It's hip-shaking, organ-wailing trouble you'll want to get into. Check out The Ballantines' second single, My Place, Your Town, and look out for the official video coming soon.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Rush Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
This is a Community Living Show on CITR 101.9 FM and also on the NCRE Radio Networks. I'm Kelly. Across from me is Michael. And what do you see about 2016?
What do I see for 2016? I think it's, in a lot of respects, it's going to be a really good year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a good year for our show. I think we're going to find more diverse guests and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we're hoping to do our shows throughout, not just Co-op Radio, but maybe add some new stations along the way if they want to hear it. through NCRA. We do have a thing, access, not access, through the National Campus and Radio Association called the NCRA Program Exchange. And what we do is we provide our show such as this, and we send it over to other program exchange so that other radio NCRA radio stations can listen to it and say, this is a very good show. We'll have it on our air as a syndicated program for that matter. So,
and it's going to be, I think we're going to get a lot more people on board listening to us, you know. Equality just in general is a great message to put out to people. And that's really what we're about, is equality. Rights, everybody has the same rights, you know, to be able to go outside, get to appointments, whatever, travel, things like that. Be able to get inside of a building, you know, safely, you know.
Accessibility.
And without worry, you know, accessibility that way.
Right.
You know, rights to a decent income and things like that too, right? You know.
Sorry, I'm just adjusting my headset here.
I think it's gonna be, we're gonna get a lot of that message out this year. I really think, and I think people are looking for these kind of messages, and people aren't really looking for the mass negativity that's being distributed over by other stations. So.
Well, we also would like to thank, not just from both of us, but we would also like to thank the people that did the show on Co-op Radio back in 1990s, because originally this show wasn't called the Community Living Show. It was called the Self-Advocacy Show. Mm-hmm. If you got a chance to listen to their archives on Co-op Radio, you get the chance to hear many people like Dave Sherritt, Laurie Sherritt, Richard McDonald. The list goes on. I only know the three people that I know that did a lot of work on that show. Wendy Allen was another one. I can't think of the rest of the people that were on top of the head, but there were many people that were on the show. Paul was there as well, and to name a few. I know there's another person I know, but I forgot his name already. If I do remember it, I will see what we can do. I mean, I'm trying to possibly do a kind of like a reunion thing going on for this year. That's possibly in the works, so I'm going to try and bring the whole cast and crew onto the show, and of course some of the platform people. I know Soapbox Radio, they've got their own show on Co-op Radio. So I'm
Hazel and Carmen do a
Hazel
great
and Carmen, yeah they do a good show on that. So they do their hour show on platforms with disabilities and special needs. So, I mean, originally, before they did their show, they were on Community Living Show.
Yeah.
So many people that were on there. So I'm hoping to do a special, well, we started in 1990, so it's about 30 years close to it, close to 30, 40 years. So we're going to try and do a kind of reunion special to look back on what types of shows that they've already done. I know they talked about the Woodlands out in New Westminster a while back. I know Richard McDonald was a residential there, and of course I did the clip on it, the residential schools versus the First Nations portion of it. So
right.
I invited Gennard G. O'Sullivan and not Richard McDonald, but our friend of mine, well, Peter.
Peter Bourne?
Peter Bourne, yes. Yeah. So my brain's dead today. I'm on holiday mode. So, yeah, so those are the people that we talked about, both residential schools and the disabilities first institutions. So if you want to listen to that as well, that's on our CITR website. So that's one of the things that we've done. And we're hoping to do more of those kind of things in 2016.
Yeah. I mean, it's an important message to get to people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The word like this gets, it's, you know, we hope to change some lives, you know?
I That's see you have a button that says, I love Canadian film.
I guess I'll give Canada Screens a little bit of a plug. If yes. you go to, I think it's canadascreens.ca.
Yes. And what's in there?
It is a video on demand service.
Okay.
And how you get onto their service, you have to be a Canadian filmmaker.
You're hoping to do a Canadian, you're hoping to be a Canadian filmmaker?
We have three film projects in the works. Tales of Mithril actually counts as a Canadian film.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's going to be shorter episodes and things like that, but they might actually help us get Tales of Mithril distributed.
Very good.
Yeah.
We're hoping, I don't know if you've seen the commercial ads or something where a lot of filmmakers are presenting it as a Canadian perspective film. So that's why you see all these commercials. They need the support of Canadian film industry.
The thing of it is
excuse me.
It's not easy to get funding to get your film made.
Right. Telefilm Canada.
Yeah. They say that you're open to apply for funding from Telefilm if mm-hmm. you're a Canadian filmmaker.
Right.
Yeah, you're very much open to apply for it. But the criteria that they have to accepting films
mm-hmm.
is geared towards the really big filmmakers anyway.
Mm.
It's not geared towards more of the independents. So, one of the things that happens, distribution of a film, right?
Right.
The really big film distributors, they actually get funding from Telefilm to distribute the films.
Mm-hmm.
Rather the film successful or not.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, he's an independent guy. Yeah. I'll look at his film and I'll talk about distributing it for him.
Mm-hmm.
But they never really put any marketing behind it.
Mm.
So the film actually goes nowhere, and basically it's lucky if it even lands on DVD.
Okay.
And for the life of a film, to hear that it went straight to DVD for a big film even kills it. It's like,
right.
Well, it went straight to DVD. That means that a lot of people don't get royalties and things like that out mm-hmm. of it. So they never actually help these independent films get distributed anyway. But they collect the money from Telefilm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but as an independent filmmaker, to try to get your film made, it becomes really difficult to get it made. It has to be approved. They have to like the project, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
you know. But there are other ways of getting money towards it anyway. So,
Any interviews? Any interviews coming up in 2016?
Well, we're going to do goal setting with Keith Lloyd on the 1st. January 1st.
Okay, so that's our...
Is that going to be...
That's on Co-op Radio.
I think it is going to be a co-op. But yeah. You know, we'll probably play some clips.
Okay.
On our first, well, I guess it'll be our second CITR show.
Mm-hmm. The hour show here.
Yeah, on the hour show. We'll play some clips of it.
We got so our people New
get
Year's.
It. Yeah, so people get to hear the New Year's thing. But,
New Year's Eve.
And I'm trying to line up some updates with Cheryl Young,
mm-hmm.
Of course, with the Fibromyalgia Wellspring. Michelle Abraham talking about how to get your book known.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some others. And our friend Carrie Gibson, is she?
We're hoping to get a hold of her.
Yeah, you know.
So, I mean, if she has any interviewees lined up, then. So, yeah. So, Carrie, if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
And I have a couple of people that I do have in mind. One is Vancouver Point Grey David Eby. Maybe a possibility mm-hmm. of coming to the show, either by here or on Co-op Radio in the future. And then I'm hoping to get Scott Andrews as well. Scott Andrews was the candidate for Vancouver Quadra on
the NDP
show.
Right?
Yeah, for the NDP writing. Of course, Joyce Murray defeated Scott Andrews, so actually he came third. Came in second was the I believe it was the Green Party. Not the Conservatives, I can tell you that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I only
know one Conservative candidate that won by a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
And that was out in Surrey.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, so.
But she was former mayor.
So,
yeah.
So I'm hoping to have both a politician and maybe a candidate politician to come into our
show. Is there any chance of catching up with Jenny Kwan?
As an MP, well, it'll depend on how busy she is.
Yeah.
So
that would be pretty exciting because, mm-hmm. Well, wonderful person, great politician.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I mean, she was a British Columbian MLA. She helped a lot of the people from the Vancouver's downtown east side.
Yeah, a lot of great work from
a lot of great work on that.
You know, you get to see her. She's not a very big person, but her heart is. It is.
Yes,
you can just feel how big her heart really is.
Explain
so. Yeah. So anybody,
and I'm glad she's filling in for the previous politician. I forgot her name was. Oh, I'll forget it.
Oh.
I mean, she was from Vancouver East, and everybody will scream, "It's her!" It's her. Whatever.
Yeah,
Libby Davies.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So she's done a tremendous job filling in to do what Libby Davies has done in the past, too. So, I mean, it's a good work on her part.
Yeah.
So, that's part of the reason why everybody wanted to get on board and voted for Jenny Kwan, and here we are today.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see what the future of the Canadian politics will be like too. And that's part of the reason why I'm maybe bringing Scott Andrews as well as the Vancouver Quadra, because this is the writing that we're on the UBC lands.
Yeah.
And the unceded Coast Salish territories. We especially would like to thank the people, the Aboriginals, the Coast Salish unceded territories as well. Even though we don't say it all the time, but we do would like to say thank you to people that are listening to our broadcast.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't be on air right now. No.
No. So. If we didn't do the Promise Treaty and everything, and it's all mm-hmm. the spiritual everything. So we would like to thank the people, the First Nations Iqaluit and Squamish and all those nations people that do run the show. Well, don't, I wouldn't say run the show, but having their lands do the show for it. So anyways, we would like to say Happy New Year and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I don't know, Hanukkah was last week or the week before.
I think it ended.
Today, or something like that.
Yeah.
But we're going to end the show with the Band-Aid, which, of course, was started on, during the 1980s, but it's a Christmas traditional. So we'll play that right now. And we'll be back again on New Year's Eve. Have a great day, everybody. All
right. Bye.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
You like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA,